Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches realize the connection with love, fear, and the Wiccan Reed. Here are the words of the Wiccan Reed. 8 words the Wiccan Reed fulfill. And it harm none, do what ye will. Many people don't understand that the Wiccan Reed is not a law. It's sage counsel or wisdom. It's a guideline, not a rule. Even if you have a vegetarian diet, you're still harming the plants. Still, the guideline is valid. We notice that when you live in harmony with plants, humans, and animals, you have more opportunities for happy moments. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, realize the gods are interdependent with us. The gods need us just as much as we need them. We are their children, but at the same time, they need our support and our energy to help fulfill the requirements of nature. It's a loving relationship. Now, recently, I was in conversation with a friend. We talked about how when you love someone, you can be really afraid when they don't seem to pay attention to you or your needs. So what we want is to have a healthy relationship with a person and a healthy relationship with the gods. So the idea of interdependent means that there is a healthy give and take. What's unhealthy is to be totally dependent on the gods. So think about a child. A child can get very angry if the mother is paying attention to his brother or sister. The child feels bereft, alone, and on some level, even a little scared. It's like feeling hungry and knowing that you're not going to get any food. So that's a dependent relationship. It's important for us to shift and develop our healthy relationship with the gods. This relates to our next insight. The second insight is, discover that fear quiets down when you connect with divinity within. The gods place divinity within us. It's that divine spark that we share. So even if you feel hurt, there's a part of you that is whole. That's your divinity within. That's the part that can be interdependent with the gods. And this is the part that can be separated from fear. When I was in the hospital in the year 2000, I was in despair. Because of my spleen destroying my platelets, my blood would not clot, which meant I could bleed out at any time and die. So I was in a hospital for a month. As I sat in my hospital bed, fearing for whether I would die or not, I got to a place of acceptance and peace, knowing that if I have to go, then I'll go and I'll be in the arms of the gods when it's time for me to transition to the Summerlands. So I shifted away from fear. The idea of interdependence is divinity connects with divinity. This is why it's very important to have a regular practice of rituals and meditation. And now our third insight. Experience the divinity within to shift to and it harm none. As I mentioned, the Wiccan Reed is 8 words the Wiccan Reed fulfill. And it harm none. Do what ye will. When we're in the space of dependence, it's easy to become afraid, and some of us even jump past afraid to anger. The good news is, with a regular practice of rituals, prayers, and meditation, you can connect with the divinity within that will shift you away from dependence to interdependence. As witches, we seek to mature in our practice. With the regular practice of rituals and meditation, we can bring that peace and calm to our daily life. When you can be calm in a stressful situation, you can harm none in many cases. For example, if someone is upset, you won't escalate the situation with your own fear and anger. If you practice slowing down your breathing in meditation, you can use the same method to slow down your breathing when someone says something disrespectful to you. You can stay in a calm place during a tense situation. I've often thought about this life as a classroom. The gods want us to learn certain lessons. One of the most powerful lessons is to connect with the divinity within. When you do that, you will know peace. And in many cases, you will harm none. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, realize the gods are interdependent with us. Number 2, discover that fear quiets down when you connect with divinity within. And number three, experience divinity within to shift to and it harm none. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, goddesshasyourback.com, and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.